pupils from schools all over the country are involved in a project called VE-Mail, which they're writing letters to VE Day veterans. King's Oak Academy in Kingswood. I've got to say, fair play to King's Oak Academy. They always get involved in so many brilliant ideas. They're taking part, and who better than the wonderful Joe Leamer to go along to visit students in the upper school to find out what they wanted to know from war veterans.
Personally, I'd love to know how it still psychologically affects them, really. Because obviously it's quite a traumatic thing going to war. Like, obviously you see many things that would be graphic and gruesome, and it's like, I would love to know how that still affects them. Like, in the poem we were reading, it was talking about, when we were reading Remains, it was talking about a soldier who had to kill a looter, and he was saying things like, I still see him when I close my eyes, and things like that. And I would love to know how some of the images that that person would have seen still plays on their mind, if you know what I mean.
I'd want to know, like, what the life was like on the front lines in World War II, like, how warfare was done back then compared to now. Like, I can't remember if it was World War One or World War Two. They had, like, trench warfare. And, like, I want to know, like, what it was like being on the front lines and, like, what the conditions were like and things like that.
My grandfather served in World War Two as a RAF pilot. I don't personally know a lot about it because I never met my granddad because he died about 27 years ago, probably. But he was a pilot in World War, and he died, I think it was 22nd of October. Every year we go to Westminster Crematorium to see the book of all the war veterans and everyone who's died during the war and shows their service. And I also have a gold-plated trophy, which sits on mine and my brother's chest of drawers in our bedroom. And that was a RAF trophy that my granddad got for serving. So, yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Brilliant. Thank you so much. And lastly for now, Lila, we're going back beyond World War II to World War I. How do you have family that links back to that time?
So, my great-great-granddad, he served in the army. He was one of the first people to sign up in, like, the early days of the war, back when they thought it would be over by Christmas. He was 15, so about our age now. He lied about his age to get in, but as my great-grandma always used to say, the most scandalous thing about the picture of his regiment was the fact that he was one of the only two people who was smoking in the picture, and apparently that was more scandalous than lying about his age to get into the army. And I'm very thankful that he's one of the few, I mean, there's a lot of them that did, but proportionally to the amount that was sent off to fight, there's a very few that actually did end up coming home. He came home in 1919, and during the war, he used to, like, send messages, like, he would carry messages by bicycle, and he'd, like, ride between various places delivering messages, and on one of those deliveries, like, a bomb was dropped in front of him, and he got shrapnel embedded into him. Like, it blew off the tops of his fingers whilst he was on his bike, and he had shrapnel embedded in him that came out over the course of his life. I never actually met him, but I've heard stories, like, from my great-grandma.
And when you hear those stories, how does it make you feel?
I feel proud to have someone in my family who, like, served to protect the country and protect, like, the rights of the people who live within it.
Fabulous stuff there from Joe Leamer with the Year 10 pupils Peter, Lila and Quill from King's Oak Academy, who've been learning all about VE Day.